We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City. Hey, how about a great Wheeler General Store Day? It's going to be today, showtime. I just wanted to let you know right now, next Tuesday at 12:30, or the third segment of the show coming up, I'm going to have a gentleman on here from Lawn Life off of YouTube videos, and he's going to talk to us about fertilization using DEF, the government fuel that we have to put in our tractors and trucks. It's going to be very interesting on YouTube. It's very raised a lot of crap. How about that? And I don't know why. Anyway, because DEF that you put in there, basically it's all it is urea and water. So anyway, it's going to be very interesting to talk to him next week, Tuesday to be exact, and right after Brandon Hickey. So it's all going to be good. So anyway, also coming up tomorrow, one of my best friends ever, they're having a Coulter Vault Memorial Run, and it's open to all street legal vehicles. Dinner by donation at the end of the ride, which is, around 4 o'clock at the Elk City Civic Center. And there's going to be auction items. It's basically a poker run, low-hand $100, high-hand $200. Anyway, registration will be at the Elk City Fire Department between 10 and 11 a.m. in the morning. First bike will be out at 11 a.m., last bike in at 4 o'clock at the Elk City Civic Center, and it's $20 per hand. And they've got all kinds of really cool stuff for the auction. If you don't want to do the poker run, at least come to the auction tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock and donate money for the dinner and stuff. And this was, it's going to be awesome. They got, I think, Culver Electric has donated a generator. There's going to be all kinds of other stuff like Milwaukee tools and stuff like that. Lots of items. At least come out to the dinner and the auction tomorrow evening at 4 o'clock. I seen one of the trucks yesterday that's going to be in the run, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but it looked like a 66 or 67 Chevrolet Stepside long bed truck, and it's doesn't have a paint job on it yet, but anyway, it's a pretty cool looking truck for a 67 or 66. I hope it's a 66, but I actually didn't go look at the front end, so I'm not sure, but it's in that time frame. And so anyway, it'd be a pretty cool truck. So if you don't have, it's going to be beautiful tomorrow. You get don't have nothing going on. Heck, go get in the farm, or go get in the run with your farm truck with a bale of hay on it. I don't care. anyway, get out the Corvette, pull the cover off of it, or get your bike out and fire up your Harley and get ready to go on a really cool poker run tomorrow. Anyway, I'm going to say it one more time. Registration at the Elk City Fire Department from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And this is called the Coulter Vault Memorial Run. Really, really great guy, if you didn't know him. And anyway, we'll have that going on. That's going on for him. If you got any questions, you can call Jeremy Jones at 497-6923 up around Cheyenne, and Jamie Chester here in Elk City at 821-1126, or just show up at the fire department tomorrow for the poker run at from 10 to 11, register, and then again the dinner tomorrow night and the auction at 4 o'clock at the Elk City Civic Center. So anyway, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. Let's start up north at Slap Out, 74, 70 at the May Ranch, 71 at Cherokee. There's like a six-way, no, not any, it just changed on me. Butler and Elk City, you're the hot spot in the state right now at 80 degrees. Hollis, capital of Harmon County, 79 degrees. And Tipton and Altus, you're at 79. So is Mangum out here in the Texas Panhandle. We have 78 degrees at Lipscomb, 78 at Miami, 77 at Wellington, and 80 at Odell, down there south of the bridge, across the Red River. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big agriculture world. All kinds of crazy stuff going on right now. Hey, how about that? You know, I don't talk politics. I just think it's really not funny, but you just kind of got to giggle when our former President Trump, he gets found guilty of what he's doing, and just makes you feel like you're living in a dictatorship country that if you don't like your opponent, just take him to trial kind of deal. I don't know if it's true or not. That's just my initial thoughts, but anyway, that's going on crazy. Soybean and grain futures are looking to end the week and month on positive note amid concerns from more rainfall in South Brazil. Floodwaters have started receding in the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, but there's a possibility for more rainfall in the region. The week two outlook shows a potential wetter pattern in southern Brazil and Argentina, which would increase concerns about field work in the area, according to the Commodity Weather Group. More than 150 people were killed in recent floodings, and over 600,000 have been displaced. Wheat futures were higher overnight on worries about crops in Russia and Ukraine. About half the wheat in the Black Sea region remains stressed, and hot weather in southern Russia is threatening crop prospects. Relief in the area will be limited for the next 10 days, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Also underpinning prices is a weaker dollar, which was down another 0.4% overnight. A weaker greenback makes U.S. goods more attractive to overseas buyers. Soybeans for July delivery jumped 10 cents to $12.19¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $3.30 to $3.6690 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.4 cents to 46.12 cents a pound. Corn futures were up overnight 2¾ cents to $4.51½ a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery added 4 cents to $6.85 a bushel. And Kansas City futures overnight came up 8 cents to $7.175 a bushel. Ethanol. Usually I do this on Thursday, but it came out on Friday. Ethanol output jumped to the highest level in almost 2 months, while inventories dropped in the seven days that ended on May the 24th, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production rose to an average of 1.068 million barrels a day, up from 1.019 million a week earlier, the agency said in a report. That's the highest level since the week ended on March the 29th in the Midwest. The biggest producer went to 1.007 million barrels a day, up from 964,000 barrels a day. That was a week earlier. And Gulf Coast output increased to 27,000, up from 23. West Coast was up to 10,000 from 9,000. The East Coast and the Rocky Mountain, they're all pretty steady. Ethanol stockpiles in the week that through May 24th were reported at 23.207 million barrels. That's down from 24.21 a week earlier. And that is the lowest level for inventory since the week ended December the 15th. Weather in our farm belt. Thunderstorms will continue today and tonight in parts of south central Nebraska, north central Kansas, which could produce some localized flooding. The threat for severe weather is low, but some storms could still produce small hail, gusty winds, and locally heavy rain. Looks like storms will be refiring in central Iowa tonight, and then they'll have some stronger ones. But anyway, that was a, man, when you seen that storm last night coming across the Texas Panhandle, it looked pretty wicked. And just as it got to into this area, it kind of started breaking up. But we still had some pretty decent rains in certain areas. Inch to inch and a half is the most I've heard of up in Roger Mills County. They needed it. They've missed the last couple rounds. And I noticed one of my friends on Facebook got 1.8 over there around Canute somewhere. I got 6/10 at my house. I thought I had a half inch, but my gauge at the corner, the good one, I read it, and it said 6/10. So we'll go with the bigger number today. And down south, they did, south of the river towards into Greer County and stuff, a couple of tenths here and there. Man, there's another area that, like I was talking to you guys about around Weatherford, there's another area down there in the Greer County around Willow and that area in there. They've been missing some of the big rains too, and you can tell it by looking at the grass and stuff around there. So anyway, hopefully everything's going. I'm sure as much rain has fallen in southwestern Oklahoma in the last two to three weeks since wheat harvest has started. It's kind of holding things up in that area, but hopefully we can get back after it. Looks like we got, after Sunday, there's a 40% chance of rain, but from here on out, looks like we got a pretty good chance of some good drying weather, get some wheat in the bins, and combines are probably chomping at the bit to do something. They might be heading north. You never know about the harvesters, but they're anyway, we'll see what's going on with that. So, all right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I'll have your updated grain markets and cattle markets from sponsored by Lipscomb's Dealerships. So we'll have that ag market update coming up right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Tips Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. Justin Twyman, what does that mean?
Well, Sean, that means that we can go out and shop multiple carriers. We're not tied to one line of business. That way, if one line of business declines you, we have another line of business to come in and quote. So Tips Agency, we currently represent a little over 100 carriers. So we have an outlet for your insurance needs.
How can that help someone looking for personal or commercial insurance?
Well, that just gives them options. We don't want to limit our customers to one option. That way we don't try to fit a round peg into a square hole.
Justin, you handle several corporate insurance policies. What sets you apart?
Well, I always tell everyone I'm not a typical insurance agent. You know, I've been around the oil field since I was born and raised here. So I know how it works. Sometimes you get home at night after work and you're like, man, I was supposed to call the insurance guy and he didn't do it. So every customer I've got, they have my cell phone number. They shouldn't hesitate to call me, ask me the question. Let's get it knocked out so they don't forget the next day.
What's the best way to contact you at the Tips Agency?
You can stop by my office, 314 North Main Street, just north of Walgreens, or you can call my cell phone. Cell phone number is 580-374-1052.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, I wish I could tell you that story I heard at the round table this morning, the round table of wisdom. I think I am the youngest guy at that table, if I'm thinking right, but anyway... Oh, man, conversations you get into with some farmers. Anyway, some good, some bad, some ugly. Anyway, let's check out the ag weather update for McLean, Texas, out here in the Texas Panhandle. 76 degrees, humidity is 51, dew point's 56. The winds are out of the east at 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 20 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 2.55 inches of rain. That's a pretty good month for around McLean. 8-inch soil temperature, 72 degrees. Man, it's already the end of the month. Tomorrow's the first. Man, it's crazy. All right, let's check out the ag market update from Lipscomb's dealerships. Grains, corn, present, 448. Looks like it's down about 3/4. September's 455, down 2 1/4. Soybeans for July, 1208, down 1. August, 1206, down 1.5. Soybean meal, July, 364.90, up 1 130. Up 130. Let's redo that. August, 358.10, down 50 cents. Soybean oil, July, 45.64, down 8. August, 45.88, down 10. What's wheat doing right now? My screen is not there. We got it. Hard red winter wheat, July 710, up 1. September 724, up 1. Cotton, not so good today. July 76.32, down 144. October 76.93, down 108. By the way, nobody answered me. I know there's got to be at least one cotton farmer listening to the show. What month on the futures with cotton do you guys quit paying attention to it? Is it October? Is it December? There's got to, I think Brad Harrison told me up there at the cotton bowl that there was a month they don't care anymore about. And I can't remember what he told me. So somebody please text that in to me on our ag line, 580-225-9697. I'm sorry, I'm not a cotton farmer. So anyway, sugar's doing pretty good. Sugar Daddy, he was one of them with spouting off all of his wisdom this morning at the round table. Sugar for July, 1830, up 0.11. Making money. Oil from West Texas, July, 77.28, down 63. And natural gas is basically unchanged for July at 257. The S&P, the NASDAQ all down. NASDAQ's down pretty good, but the Dow's up a little bit there. Let's check out the meats. June, live cattle, 181.65, down 90. August, 178.42, down 135. October, 180.92, down 120. Feeder cattle, August, 256.45, down 262. September's 258.17, down 250. And October's down 250 at 258.95. Lean hogs are in the green today. June 94.32, up 35. And July is 97.22, up 27. And let's see what the cash market is. I went with Planters Co-op Association out of Lone Wolf today, and looks like cash price for wheat right now at Lone Wolf and Hobart is 640, Roosevelt's at 635, and Altus and Duke's at 625. Also on the Milo, 429, is this right? Yeah, 429 out of across the board out of all those Lone Wolf, Hobart, Roosevelt, Altus, and Duke. And anyway, so not too bad. Needs to keep going up. That cash price needs to go up to about $8 in the next 2 or 3 days. So anyway, we'll see what. And I guess he isn't mad at me, but the Cotton King has answered my question finally. July and August is what he answered about the cotton futures. So thank you, JR. I thought he was mad at me. He hadn't spoke to me in 2 days since I made fun of him. Anyway, all right, let's check out some livestock action from up north. According to some of the reports I'm getting from up north in northwestern Oklahoma from the livestock, it looks like compared to last week, feeder steers are $2 lower. Feeder heifers are steady. Steer and heifer calves mostly steady. Demand was moderate. And looks like, let's check out some unwinged 3 to 4 weights. We're bringing up to 420. Some unwinged 4 weights. We're bringing up to 351. 338 was the average, almost 339. And then 5 to 6 weights, we're bringing up to 339 is the highest I see in there. And 6 to 7 weights, 287. 7 to 8 weights, 270. 8 to 9 weights, 255. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 240. And then some 1,000 pounds, we're bringing 224. Not too bad. On the lady side, on the heifer side, some unwinged 300 pounders, we're bringing 336. Some unwinged 400 pounders, we're bringing 299. But then some that were winged, I guess, was bringing up to 305. And 5 to 6 weights up to 266. And 6 to 7 weights. Heifers, they had a bunch of them there, up to 270. And then 7 to 8 weights, 238. 8 to 9 weights, 228. And 9 weights were bringing up to 210. And then they had a pretty nice little group of 1,000 and 7 pounders, about 203.10. So probably pretty nice. And that's what was going on up there, up north. Well, let me get back to my email here. Today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour all day, and I lost my page, so I'm going to preview it on my email. There we go. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. You know, and it's been a while since I did an ad for Hey-Dio, and it's usually on Hey-Day Tuesdays, but I'm going to help this gentleman out. So, if anybody's looking for some wheat, hay, round bales, this gentleman here lives 14 miles south of Elk City, has some for $70 a bale. Also, they got 6 tents down there last night when the rain coming up. If you're interested in some wheat hay, here is his number, 580-450-8523. 450-8523. Tell him you heard it on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. How about that? Anyways, we got all kinds of things going on farm-wise. People are moving cattle around, rotating pastures. Hopefully, the hay that got rained on during these storms the last couple days. It'll get dried out. You guys can get that hay put up. My peanuts are almost all the way up. My garden in the high tunnel is looking really good for the moment. I think I'll have some tomatoes here in about a week to 10 days, I think. I've got it on I'm writing notes down every day in there to see how long it takes a tomato to grow and turn so it's edible. How about that? And then I did pick some peppers and I brought them into the studio here for people to try out to see if there's any good. I had some hot banana peppers and I had some Slim Jims. And don't be fooled, those Slim Jims are habaneros. Oh, they were pretty warm. But anyway, one of our ladies that works here took some home and her boyfriend put them in some stuff and they worked. She said they got a 10 out of 10 on the score sheet. So I got the 10 going. Anyway, everything's going good. So hopefully everybody else's garden's doing good. My sweet corn's about chest high. I think it'll be start to tassel and stuff here in the next week, maybe. And then got a picture from some field corn down around Hobart the other day on Snapchat. And no, it wasn't. He texted it to me. Anyway, his corn's looking good. There's a lot of corn in western Oklahoma this year. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of corn being grown, and it looks great so far if it hadn't had any storm damage. So one other thing before we go to a Wheeler General Store break. Let me open this up. If it'll let me open it up. There it is. Guess what this weekend is? June 1st and 2nd is free fishing days. Ask a friend or a family member to go fishing in Oklahoma's free fishing days. Anyone may fish Oklahoma waters on these days without a state license. A free paddle fish permit is still required. And some city lakes, don't forget this, some city permits may still be required if you go to the parks and stuff to go fishing. But anyway, free fishing days tomorrow and Sunday. So if that's the only time of the year you go fishing, it'll be free. Anyway, let's take a Wheeler General Store break and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
NH Feed and Supply carries nothing but the best brands, including that tried and true Stillwater Milling, Cross-Brand Horse Feed, Antler Max Deer Protein, and so much more. NH also has a diverse selection of hay, and don't forget about those hassle-free, biodegradable lick tubs. NH Feed and Supply is the place to shop for all your farm, ranch, and hunting needs. NH serving the area since 1926. Visit your local NH and they'll get you all fixed up.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May the 17th. 1,139 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 490 brought 312. 3 at 532 brought 308. 9 at 596 brought 287. 16 at 723 brought 260. 5 at 753 brought 248. 7 at 1214 brought 170. 6 head of heifers at 399 brought 297.50. 4 at 426 brought 296. 6 at 508 brought 276. 8 at 560. 16 brought 285, 13 at 695 brought 240, 8 at 826 brought 218, 24 at 933 brought 197, butcher cows were 103 to 149, butcher bulls brought 30 to 171, bred cows were 1150 to 2300, pairs brought 1600 to 2775, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big city of Putnam, Oklahoma, there in Dewey County. I hadn't heard from Lori White, and I heard from her yesterday in a long time, and I heard from her yesterday, so she gets the weather update today. 72 degrees. Dew point 63, humidity 75. Winds are out of the northeast at 13 with wind gust up to 18 currently. 24-hour rain total, 0.03 inches, but in the last 10 days, got 1.15 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 8:46. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, 80 for high, 30% chance, 30% chance tonight. Thunderstorms at 61 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, Saturday, June the 1st, 85 degrees and 20% chance of showers and light winds. It's going to be a beautiful day for Culture Vault's Memorial Run. So it'll be good. Also happening today through Sunday, starts tonight. And ends Sunday at starts tonight at 7 and ends to Sunday night at 7 is here in Elk City at the Ackley Park. The Prayer and Praise in the Park. Ackley Park, Elk City, Oklahoma. 48-hour nonstop tent revival. Starts at 7 tonight. Free park activities tonight. From 5 to 7, food trucks, on-site baptisms, youth group, free food on Sunday. Bring a tent and stay the weekend. That sounds like a blast. So anyway, that's going on starting tonight. So there's all kinds of things you guys can be doing this weekend. We got it going on, everything going on in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. All right, let's see here. Where do I want to start at? First of all, let me find it. Here is an update from the National Cotton Council. Lots going on here with the Mid-South Southeast Gen School. Is still, the registration is still open. If you Genners haven't went and got your certification, it's time to get her done. And then what else is going on here? Oh, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking nominations of domestic cotton producers from Arizona, Georgia, and Texas, and importers of cotton and cotton-containing products for positions on the cotton board. So there you go. If you're listening out there in Texas and you want to be part of that, you want to be on the board, it's time to get on there. They're seeking nominations right now. Also, Cotton Incorporated, that Spencer Smith has talked about here a few times on the show, announced a new brand partnership with Lucky Brand. The Cotton Shop with Lucky Brand has its own landing page and features the Seal of Cotton logo on 200-plus women's and men's items within the shop. Cotton Incorporated and Lucky Brand are promoting the collaboration in multitude of ways, including a series of social media posts, email blasts, advertising on podcasts, and utilizing influencers to promote the Cotton Shop at Lucky Brand in a head-to-toe cotton looks on their Instagram and TikTok pages. explore the cotton shop on luckybrand.com. Let's see, net export sales for the week ended May 23rd were 234,800 bales. This brings total 2324 sales to 12.9 million. Total sales at the same point in the 22-23 marketing year was 13.7 million bales. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are already at 1.8 million bales of cotton. Shipments for the week were 183,800 bales, bringing total exports to date to 9.5 million bales compared within 10 million bales comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. Got that. And then let's see here. What else did I have here? There's something else going on that I needed to tell you guys about. I'll remember it here in a minute. But anyway, I got my monthly email from U.S. Representative Frank Lucas. And this month in Washington, among another number of other bills that passed, I worked with Chairman Thompson to pass the next farm bill out of the House Committee of Agriculture. And he also said, in Oklahoma, I traveled around the state for some important meetings and events. And so let's check out what he's got to say about the farm bill here. This month, the House Committee of Agriculture completed the task of passing a farm bill out of committee. As a former chairman of this committee, I know firsthand just how difficult this process can be. Not only does this bill continue the good work done by the committee over the last decade, but it secures much needed investments into farm safety net and conservation title, all while assuring our neighbors that they have the calories they need. I'm happy to support this essential piece of legislation, and I look forward to working with the chairman and my colleagues to advance it onto the House floor. Also, the Weather Act passes the House. The House passed the Weather Act reauthorization this past month, which I drafted alongside my colleagues on the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. I cannot stress enough how crucial it is to invest in our country's weather system. The tornadoes that have hit Oklahoma this year serve as a reminder of the need for early and accurate forecasting of severe weather. And it doesn't include anything in there about storm chasers, though. That's what makes me mad. Anyway, it's not only in emergencies, but also our daily routines, from deciding what to wear in the morning to efficiently planning when to plant crops. I want to thank Ranking Member Zoe Lofgren, I hope I said that right, my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and our valuable stakeholders for supporting the critical piece of legislation. I am proud to lead another comprehensive weather bill that would undoubtedly impact every America. So there you go. Not much else going on that we don't already know about. So see, where was he? He was in the Woodward Dam ceremony. What else was he? He was in the E.W. Marlin celebration and art competition winner. So there we go. That's an update from our U.S. Representative, Frank Lucas. All right, let's go ahead and take another Wheeler General Store happy hour break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show and get ready for the weekend. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities, in the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Southwest Overhead Door has provided sales, service, and installation of garage doors to Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle since 1980. If you're in the market for a new overhead door for your home or business, let Southwest Overhead Door show you their selection of quality CHI overhead doors by visiting 1000 South Merritt Road in Elk City or visit them online at swdooreelkcity.com. A CHI overhead door professionally installed by Southwest Overhead Door provides beauty and value to your home or business.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Eric. I haven't did Eric in a couple weeks. So, Eric, Oklahoma, 81 degrees. In case some of you guys don't know, Eric is the home of Roger Miller. If you don't believe me, there's a museum over there. It's 81 degrees, feels like 81, dew point's 55, humidity's 41%, the winds are calm, 24-hour rain total. I thought you guys got more than that last night. 25, got a quarter of an inch, 10-day rain total, 3/4 inch, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, not available, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8, sunset at 8:48, 30% chance of storms today, 82 for a high tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, 61 for a low, and tomorrow, southwest to south wind, 7 to 15 miles an hour, slight chance of thunderstorms, 20%, 85 for a high. How about that? Anyway, I got a few messages that to share with you off the ag text line. 1.5 inches of rain in El Dorado last night. Praise God, he says. And I bet that's Spencer Edwards, if I was guessing, because he answered my question back. I asked if he got that okra planted yet, and he said, no, been busy on tornado cleanup. And then another person said, how about some free deer hunting to thin them out instead of free fishing days? Man, I'd be all about that, but we'll see how that goes. Anyway, You guys been paying attention to Oklahoma City? The ladies are all there playing in the softball tournament. OSU lost, unfortunately, last night, but they get they're playing again today. It's not over. You can come back through the loser's bracket and win, because my Sooner ladies have proved that more than once. Anyway, OU won, Texas won, and who else won? Can't even think. Help me out, Aaron. Texas, OU, who all else won? Oh, Florida, and who else? Oh, yeah. So, anyway, what's going on? A couple games today. OU plays tomorrow. So does Texas tomorrow evening. So, anyway, I love me some softball. Anyway, it's just good stuff. All right, let's check out this story that I didn't get to yesterday. But, anyway, they found a feed ingredient that will reduce methane from dairy cows. And it's been approved for sale in the United States. Agriculture is responsible for roughly 10% of the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, and methane, a short-lived but potent gas, accounts for 40% of all agriculture emissions. How about all these semis on the road? Anyway, with FDA approval in hand, Elanco Animal Health said on Tuesday it will sell throughout the North America its feed ingredient that reduces methane emissions from dairy cattle by 30%, with sales beginning in the third quarter of the year. Farmers could use carbon contracts to offset the cost of the ingredient, a few cents a gallon of milk, the company says. This announcement has the ability to accelerate the opportunity for climate-neutral dairy farming while creating a new revenue stream for dairy farmers across the country, said Chief Executive Jeff Simmons, referring to the FDA approval of Bovaer, the feed ingredient. Agriculture is responsible for 10% of the U.S. greenhouse emissions. Elanco said that it has obtained rights to market the ingredient in Canada and in Mexico, as well as in the United States. Man, they need to get some of my buddies. Anyway, the product is already available in those nations for the use in beef and dairy cattle. Bovaer, however you say that, suppresses the enzyme that produces methane in a cow's rumen, the first and largest of the four stomach compartments in cattle. Cattle emit methane by belching and in their manure. Inclusions of 1 tablespoon of this per day in the feed for a cow can reduce the methane emissions by 30%, or about 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions annually. It says 1.2 metric tons. Okay. So anyway, the feed ingredients cost a few cents a gallon of milk, and said the Elanco official, by engaging in voluntary carbon markets and securing USDA and state conservation programs, dairy producers have a scalable sustainability practice with the potential to create an annual return of $20 or more per cow. U.S. dairy cows produce an average of 7.7 gallons of milk per day in 2023. So, how about that? Okay, whatever. Whatever you guys think. Anyway, so I had a conversation with a gentleman up around Custer City, Thomas, here a week or two ago. Anyway, I come across this article, and it reminded me of the conversation we were talking about. And it was crabgrass. Pastures can be thought of in the same light as bank accounts. If an account holder withdraws a lot of money earlier in the year, then they've left with nothing to spend on essential things down the line. That kind of makes sense. You bankers remember this when you're making loans. Anyway, beef producers who manage their pasture land in the same way can face similar repercussions. Kansas State University veterinarian spoke about summer grazing management techniques that can help pastures in the black, or help keep pastures in the black, on a recent episode of Cattle Chat. when we have cool season grasses right now, they should be doing pretty well in most parts of the country. And I'm not kidding. Even though some of my landlord's cattle are up there in age, their fat is ticks right now. They look really good. So's the flies. And are very productive. Our warm season grasses, depending on where you are, maybe haven't quite come on yet. K-State veterinarian Brad White said, we need to think about our plan because both of those types of grasses have what we call dry spells, where they're less productive. K-State nutritionist Philip Lancaster suggests introducing annual warm season grasses to help balance out pasture's value with cool season plants start to decline. And that's happening right now. You guys notice the winter grass is just about dead. Adding some annual warm season forages to your grazing land rotation can be very beneficial, so you can get something that is peaking in production when cool season grasses are slowing down because of the heat. Lancaster added, when we get into July and August time frame, the cool season grasses are not able to tolerate the heat, so their productivity slows way down. After cattle have grazed down cool season plants, planting warm season grasses like sorghum Sudan grass, pearl millet, or crabgrass straight into those pastures or overseeding serves as a great option for grazing cattle, according to Lancaster. Crabgrass is actually a very good plant that doesn't have the potential to introduce some of the animal health problems that sorghum Sudan grass can with nitrate toxicity. I messed that one up, but those are still some good options as we're thinking about planting. And I did. I put some high gear and some brown top millet down in the bottom pasture because if we run out of some grass over there in the pasture, I can turn the cows out on this as long as it's not burn up or looks like it could be toxic for the cattle. For producers who employ a rotational grazing plan, frequent monitoring the growth of plants within a pasture plays a key part in keeping grass in good condition. As you're rotating to new pastures, paying attention to previous grazed pastures and how they are recovering and regrowing can kind of tell you how fast you're going to need to rotate these animals to maintain that plant in kind of a vegetative state. How about that? White agreed and added, in terms of your pasture movement, some of these things need to be sped up or slowed down based on conditions. There's no static. To capture the full benefit of grazing the cool season plants within a pasture, it's important that they stay immature as long as possible. One of our goals in some of these cool season forage systems is to try to minimize the plant going to reproductive stage. White added, so keep it from going to seed and stay and getting stemmy. There you go. You can listen more about this on Cattle Chat if you want to. That's a good thing because there's a lot of guys that go in here. I mean, Gary down there right across the Slough Bridge down there south of Carter, he planted rye in his pasture. It's mature now, but those cows were busy chomping on that rye instead of that Bermuda grass, and now they got that Bermuda grass to go to. But crabgrass is becoming a very popular thing nowadays with the different varieties of crabgrass that you can actually buy. And one of these days I'm going to have that gentleman on from Custer City on my show, and we're going to talk about the different parts of crabgrass that won't overtake your pastures or choke stuff out. So I think it's pretty interesting the way people have been thinking. Things have changed so much in the last 20 or 30 years as far as appropriate grazing. And instead of just nubbing your native grass or your Bermuda grass down to nothing. And everything depends on rain. So don't get me wrong here. It's not my first rodeo. Like the last 2 years, you know, our two summers have been really droughty. So things wound up. But this year, it's not too late. Your pasture probably has moisture. We got sub-moisture. Think about doing something in your pastures, and it'll be out being ready to chomp on in the next month because it is June 1st, so it's coming up anyway. This is, you guys have been, I don't know how many of you guys have been to Weston, Missouri, but I have, but this is a really cool thing that these people, I'm going to finish up the show with short version of this deal here. This young cattle producer in Weston, Missouri, he's making a killing. He's got vending machines that you can actually buy your cuts of beef out of. Walk into the Green Grass Cattle Company in Mercantile in Weston, Missouri, and you're immediately greeted with a slice of beef aroma. From a recently acquired feed store to a storefront featuring beef. And I think that our friends down at Mangum, they're kind of doing the same thing here. Featuring beef, home goods, and apparel. It's a family-run business with solid rural roots. I'm the fifth generation of my family to take this on. When asked how long his family had been farming, he may be a fifth-generation farmer, but he's now part of what's called the first-generation beef business. They got a big round deal in there. You can go in there and select your beef you want. It's cold. And pick out your cut. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, we'll talk about this more later on. I'm going to get them on the show. How about that? Anyway, you guys have a wonderful weekend. And please, if you got time, participate in the Culture Vault Memorial Poker Run tomorrow. 10 to 11 at the Elk City Fire Department. Bring your old car. Bring your old truck. Bring a bike. It don't matter. Go and buy it. Involve yourself in this. 4 o'clock tomorrow evening at Elk City Convention Center. You guys have a great day. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust with Sarah in Elk City.
We're like the drill in your toolbox, helping you get the job done.